Welcome to Talks from the Bible. Christ loved the church and gave himself for it, that he might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of water by the word, that he might present it to himself a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that it should be holy and without blemish. Ephesians 5:25-27. Paul has revealed a great revelation concerning Christ and the church. Christ loved the church. The church is under the authority of Christ. Christ offered himself for the church. Christ has sanctified and cleansed the church. The church is declared to be glorious. With those truths established, it is beyond my reasoning ability to understand when someone says that the church is not important and is not essential for the salvation of the human soul. The church belongs to Jesus Christ because, in his words, I will build my church. Matthew 16:18. Also, God has appointed Jesus Christ to reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there shall be no end. Luke 1:33. God has raised him from the dead, and set him at his own right hand in the heavenly places, and hath put all things under his feet, and gave him to be the head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him that filleth all in all. Ephesians 1:20-23. The church of Jesus Christ is the fulfillment of God's eternal plan of human redemption. The only entrance into the church of Jesus Christ is the new birth of water and the Spirit. Jesus has sanctified and cleansed his church with the washing of water by the word. Jesus commissioned his disciples into the world with the gospel, declaring that he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. Mark 16:15-16. The saints, Church of God in Corinth, had called upon the name of Jesus Christ by being baptized into Jesus Christ. And now why tarriest thou? Arise and be baptized and wash away thy sins, calling on the name of the Lord. Acts 22:16. After having been washed, the saints in Ephesus, who were the glorious Church of Christ, were without spot or wrinkle or any such thing. The church is the holy society of the saved who have been washed in the blood of the Lamb. As the church, the saved are without blemish. Why would anyone want to be a member of a human society when they can be the Church of Christ? This is a great mystery, but I speak concerning Christ and the church. Ephesians 5:23-32. Talks from the Bible are brought to you by the Church of Christ at South Commerce Street in Somerville, Georgia.